Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Mrs. Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives with her husband, Bob, in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Love is Service.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples were on the road going up to Jerusalem, with Jesus walking in the lead. Their mood was one of wonderment, while that of those who followed was fear. Taking the 12 aside once more, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "We are on our way up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit at him, flog him, and finally kill him. But 3 days later, he will rise." Zebedee's sons, James and John, approached him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to grant our request." "What is it?" he asked. They replied, "See to it that we sit, one at your right and the other at your left, when you come into your glory." Jesus told them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup I shall drink, and be baptized in the same bath of pain as I?" "We can," they told him. Jesus said in response, "From the cup I drink of, you shall drink. The bath I'm immersed in, you shall share. But sitting at my right or my left is not mine to give. That is for those for whom it has been reserved." The other 10, on hearing this, became indignant at James and John. Jesus called them together and said to them, "You know how among the Gentiles those who seem to exercise authority lord it over them? Their great ones make their importance felt. It cannot be like that with you. Anyone among you who aspires to greatness must serve the rest. Whoever wants to rank first among you must serve the needs of all. The Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life in ransom for the many." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, the irony of the apostles' understanding versus reality is not lost on us. In the translation from the Jerusalem Bible, as they were walking, it says they were dazed and afraid. They had been living with Jesus for almost 3 years and still have no clue. But perhaps instead of focusing on their lack of understanding, we should focus on their faith. They didn't know for sure what lay ahead, but they still believed in him. They were still heading with Jesus to Jerusalem. Even though he had told them what was going to happen, the Son of Man will be handed over and finally killed. Maybe they were hoping it wasn't going to be as bad as the picture he painted. Maybe they believed that Jesus would change his mind and at the last minute pull off an astounding miracle. And in truth he did, for after the suffering, after the crucifixion, came the resurrection. And even after the apostles abandoned Jesus, he gave them a second chance. He appeared to them and revealed to them the proof of the resurrection. And they persevered with their faith. With the power of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, they spread the word. How much of human existence mirrors the journey of the apostles? We see fear and suffering and sometimes are dazed by all the pain we encounter. It is said that Saint Dominic often wept for the pain and suffering and sin he saw in the world. Dominic himself endured much disheartened frustration in his struggle to form the friars' preachers. There were years of preaching of Anjou and Carlo Casson when his words fell on deaf ears. And there was another 2 long years between his first request for the foundation of his order and the final granting of his request. Yet he never wavered. He persevered with joy. How do we follow in the footsteps of Dominic and of the apostles? How do we persevere with faith in the face of so much testing. Unwittingly, James and John, in their own human frailty, gave Jesus the opportunity to reinforce his message, to try once again to get through to his disciples what the big picture was all about, and in a way to answer how we can follow in faith and persevere. Zebedee's sons must have figured that the end was near. They might as well put in a good word to get some glory. After all, they had traveled with Jesus through his ministry. They had shared his hardships. Wouldn't it be all right to share in his glory? Notice they had no doubts that Jesus would be glorified. Their faith was strong enough to believe that. Just their focus was a little off. Jesus pointed it out to them. Okay, guys, you want to share in the glory, but can you endure the suffering? James and John were pretty confident. Yes, we can, Lord. Jesus let them know that it was good they thought they could endure because they were going to face a lot of suffering. But as for the glory, that was not the goal. Once again, it was the opposite of the way of the world. In the world, those at the top of the chain lead and are honored. They are looked up to. But in God's world, in God's eyes, those at the top are the servants. They serve not for recognition, but because they have empathy and love for those they serve. Their faith has opened their hearts and given them action. They see Christ in those they serve, sometimes without even really realizing it. In Matthew chapter 25, the king separates his subjects as a shepherd separates his goats and sheep. To those on his right, he says, "You are blessed, for I was hungry and you gave me to eat." And the sheep on his right have no clue. "Lord, when did we see you hungry?" The Lord answers, "As long as you did it for one of these, the least of my brothers, you did it for me." They served not for recognition, but because they had become like Christ, and they served because they loved. How did the apostles and even Dominic persevere? Because of service. They saw suffering, they experienced suffering, and then they acted. Sometimes pain and suffering can immobilize us. But if we can take even a small step forward towards service and action, we will be greatly rewarded. In God's eyes, not necessarily the eyes of the world. One person cannot fix all the pain of the world, but one person can ease the suffering of at least one other. And in easing another's pain, sometimes our own pain is eased. As Sister St. Teresa of Calcutta said, "Silence is prayer. Prayer is faith. Faith is love. Love is service. And the fruit of service is peace."